Live from the GPP Newsroom, and I'm Bradley George in for Ricky Bevington. Teachers and state employees will get a pay increase in next year's budget. As GPP Stephen Fowler reports, Governor Brian Kemp made the announcement during his State of the State speech today.
Speaking to the House and Senate, Kemp said Georgia teachers would get a $3,000 permanent pay increase in the 2020 budget.
This is the largest pay increase for teachers in Georgia history and serves as a sizable down payment on my promise to ultimately raise pay by $5,000.
Kemp also announced state employees would be getting a 2% merit increase. He'll also increase funding for school safety, mental health counseling for students, and an anti-gang task force. Lawmakers won't be in session next week, but will hold days of hearings on the budget. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler, The Capitol.
The Forsyth County man accused of plotting an attack on the White House has a criminal record. WSB-TV reports Hashir Jalal Tahib recently completed pretrial diversion in a criminal trespassing case, and he was also accused of trying to run over a neighbor. Tahib was arrested after he told an undercover FBI agent that he planned to attack the White House with an anti-tank rocket. Federal agents say Tahib recently became radicalized by Islamic fundamentalists and planned to travel abroad. As the government shutdown stretches on, it may begin to affect how communities are able to help victims of sexual assault. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The over $3 billion the Department of Justice sets aside for victim advocacy is the largest source of money to support women who have been victims of sexual assault. And should the shutdown last past Friday, that money will not be available, which could mean women's advocates may have to make some tough decisions. Dee Sims is the director of the Crisis Line and Safe House in Macon. She says the safe house will stay open, but victim advocates may be furloughed.
You're talking about someone that is there during the rape collection of evidence. Someone is there to hold their hand, to explain to them their rights.
Money under the 15-year-old Violence Against Women Act is the other major source of funds to help sexual violence victims. The last Congress did not reauthorize that money in 2018. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Atlanta native Gladys Knight will sing the national anthem at Super Bowl 53. Knight says in a statement that she's proud to use her voice to, quote, unite and represent our country in her hometown.